All right. Awesome. I'm rolling. Hey, it's Randy Miles. I'm on the phone with my friend Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, I hear wheels were turning last week when we talked about 3-day, 7-day, 30-day survival tips. And today, we want to talk about that 30-day because you've had some questions about that.
Right. Well, you know, we talked about being prepared for the unexpected. But here's the thing. People have asked, okay, I understand setting aside 3 days. I think I can do 7 days, but 30 days is a lot. That's a lot of food. And here's the thing. When we're talking about a 30-day supply, remember that is generally there if you suffer some severe financial dislocation, like your household loses all of its income or a substantial portion of its income. You know, having that food there can give you some breathing space for a while. Mm-hmm. So here's what we're talking about when we talk about a 30-day food supply. If you're responsible for feeding 4 to 6 people, we're not talking about bistro quality food here.
Right.
We're talking about survival rations. A 25-pound bag of rice can feed a lot of people for a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? You can be creative about it. You've got other things, canned vegetables, et cetera. You can make meals out of those things. So that's what we're talking about. Think in terms of survival rations, some canned produce, mm-hmm. dry produce, those kind of things, you know, or how you can do it. And how do you build a 30-day supply? Number one, you know, if stuff's on sale, you got a little extra money, buy an extra can of this or can of that.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing people can do, Randy, is you can go to a food pantry and build your 30-day supply.
Yep. And the dates are going to be right on the food pantry. Not that I know anything about that.
Well, no, they are. But here's the thing. I mean, some people may have a sense of guilt about going to a food pantry when they think they don't need it. Well, if you get in a situation where you do need it, they're going to feed you out of the food pantry.
For sure.
So why not put some in your, you know, in your place? So anyway, that's what I wanted to encourage people. They can go to our website, moneysmartlife.org. They can go to Confessions of a Gospel DJ. They can go to our Facebook page to get the background information on when we talked about the 3-7-30 plan.
Yes.
But we wanted to expand on that forum this week.
I think that's great, and thank you so much for everyone who participated. Again, you can find all of our information on the Facebook and also on the website. It is moneysmartlife.org. Thank you so much, Mansa.
Thank you.